The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little or no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I'm Eric Metaxas.
I know you are.
They named the show after me.
Yeah.
Or
it's great.
There's this thing called the Eric Metaxas Show, and they said, we got to find a guy with a similar name.
That's
and they
you.
Found me. It's the same name. And now we're doing a show.
Works
so
out.
We, yesterday,
yes,
which is to say Tuesday, we had Denise McAllister on for both hours.
Great interview.
She's an amazing person, and her book is very important. We taped a little bit more with her, which we're going to play in this hour. We have another 15 minutes of that conversation we weren't able to squeeze in yesterday. So that is coming up in this hour, in about 15 minutes from now. But before her, I'm going to talk to our old friend, Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf, who lives in Vienna, Austria. She is a hero. I mean, she's one of these people that she spoke up about radical Islam in Vienna, where she lives.
Right.
And she went through a 10-year court proceeding. I mean, they put her through hell because Europe, if we think things are bad here, you cannot imagine what has happened in Europe.
And I love the name of her book, The Truth is No Defense. The truth.
Right, right. In other words,
I mean, it's crazy.
She told the truth,
right.
And they said, you know, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You're still guilty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, her book is The Truth is No Defense, Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf. So we're going to talk to her in a couple of minutes. After her, we've got more with Denise McAllister. Just fabulous, fabulous guests. Praise God. We get to have these amazing guests. But, in an hour or two today, oh, my gosh, I will bet you that you know almost nothing about the mother of George Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a mother?
Yeah, he had a mother.
The father of our country had a mother?
Yes, and her name was Mary Ball Washington, and a biography has just come out about her. Everybody knows we love history on this program, and we love biographies. So Craig Shirley, who is the author, that's hour two today. We're going to be talking to him. And while I'm running down the list of what we have to look forward to, tomorrow we have John Lennox on. We did a third interview with him, which we have not yet aired.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get better than John Lennox, folks. That's tomorrow. On Friday, remember Hugo Jacquemet, or as we say, Hugo Jacquemet? Hugo was here recently. He is the Parisian gentleman. He is a style guru.
Yes.
And a very thoughtful, super fascinating guest.
Yeah. And super nice, too.
And, goes without saying, he's tremendous. And so he was here. We filmed the whole thing, but we haven't been able to air it. So we're airing that this Friday. Very exciting. And then I can even go further. I just realized Monday there's a biography that's just come out of Catherine Kuhlman. Some people remember her. She was really a lady evangelist in the 40s and 50s and 60s and into the 70s. Really fascinating figure. But somebody's written a biography of Catherine Kuhlman, and she'll be our guest on Monday.
Yeah, Miracle
Monday.
We've got
all kinds of fun stuff to look forward to. We've got plenty more beyond that, but I just want to hit the highlights. I wanted to read, Albin, so many people have gotten back to me about the Christmas special.
Oh yeah.
And I said, I think we need to read some of these,
some fun
the air.
Comments. Yeah.
Cause some of these were funny. I'm not going to talk about what my parents thought of the Christmas special because they're a special case. Everybody would say, yeah, Eric, they're your parents. So of course they loved everything. No, I don't think you know my parents.
Yeah.
No, my parents they're the European mentality.
Yeah.
Which is to say, if you don't have something critical to say, don't say it.
Right.
that's their mentality.
Yeah.
And so they told me what they didn't like.
They're in their 90s, too, so they're going to have a little bit. It's a quirky kind of show.
They told me what they didn't like. Yeah. And they left it at that.
Okay.
But I don't sound bitter, do I, Alvin?
No, not as a son.
Just because they're my parents. I got a lot of parents.
Good son.
Okay, so So we're going to read. I still think that the most comments we got was from Harry, Dr. Harry.
Yes, I know.
And I'm just saying to you, if you know anybody who's Greek, you got to send them that videotape. You've just got to do it because they're going to say, whoa, what is this? But anyway, okay. So we're going to read some of these comments. Okay, here's one from Connie Shearer. She says, Eric Metaxas, dear Mr. Metaxas, I saw your Christmas special. It was a delight, and I especially loved the Dr. Harry portion.
Yeah.
Again, I was thoroughly delighted. Great job to you and your cast and production team. See, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Lertzema, that sounds vaguely Dutch, says, I watched your variety show, found it enjoyable and humorous. Mm. My favorite part was the sensitivity review with Victoria Jackson, where Santa was updated on the inappropriateness of his business practices in light of 2019 sensitivities. Side splitting. Also, your running commute stood out as a favorite scene. I could tell you enjoyed making it. I have never sprinted so much in my life.
Right.
In a tuxedo. Never, never.
Yeah.
Maria S. says, the opening scenes running through the streets of New York were classic. Each segment presented original comedy writing, creative and humorous outlines, which are becoming quite rare these days. Thank you and God bless you. I have to say, now, Chris Himes, who's in the other room right now, he wrote these skits, you know, and I added some things. But I'll tell you, when I read what he wrote, said, oh, my gosh, like, this is really funny. This doesn't need much help.
Yeah.
In fact, didn't need any help.
And I know we're after Christmas, folks, but there's still a chance to watch this video online. We've got it on your YouTube
channel. Actually, we just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch it on tbn.org, or you can just go to Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube.
Can I read one real quick? I think this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
A guy named Nummy, N-U-M-M-Y, said, great special. Love Duck Owens skit. Hope it becomes an annual event. God bless you and Merry Christmas. Well, I think Christmas has become an annual event, and I think we helped.
Yeah, Christmas is
pretty much
something we're doing every year now.
Yeah.
But love the Duck Owens skit. Now, you know, what's today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday.
It is.
Tomorrow, my daughter and I are going to be flying down to Louisiana to go duck hunting with the man who claimed to have raised Duck Owens from infancy. It's hard to believe that we really did that. There are certain people that watched that sketch and just thought, what did I just see? What was that? And unfortunately, my poor daughter is one of them. My poor daughter. Can you imagine? She's like, what is happening here?
It's like an old-fashioned music video, yeah.
There's another one. Last night, this is Tom Plowden. Last night, I watched the Christmas special. My wife and I howled the whole time. So much fun. Then with Mr. Pillow showing up, a true highlight, too. Yes, I bought the towels for my wife's Christmas stocking, using the New York tag to get the discount as having so much fun. Now, you're supposed to use the Eric tag if you're listening to this program.
Yes.
Or anything. But if you happen to be watching the Christmas special, you got to use the code New York. I really do. This guy Henrik wrote something which touched my heart. He says, I'm only now taking the time to watch your Christmas special. Awesome. Lots of fun to watch. Keep up the good work of being the redeemed sinner.
Mm.
Thank you for not taking yourself too seriously, Henrik. Yeah. That means a lot to me, folks, because I do think that we can do that sometimes, and that's not a good thing. Yeah. Oh, listen, before we go to our guest.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got two amazing guests coming up here. Before that, I want to remind you that we are re-upping with Christian Solidarity International. So if you didn't give the first time, we're going to beg you until you give. Folks, we're not telling you how much to give. Anything you give can help free slaves in Sudan. This is madness that this exists, but what a privilege that we get to be a part of doing something about it. If you say, oh, I believe in abolition, put your money where your mouth is. Do you have $20? Do you have $100? This is not difficult. I'm going to give you the phone number right now. First of all, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. You see the banner right there. Or you can call 888-253-3522. You can do it right now before my next guest. 888-253-3522. I'm going to say it again. Please do this. 888-253-3522. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more, go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%, plus get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off, plus get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS. ERIC or METAXAS, go for it.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You may remember one of my favorite guests on this program is Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf, who lives in Austria. We've talked to her in the past, but I got an email from her about what's going on in Austria right now. If you want to know what's going on in Europe, generally speaking, I thought we would start with this recent snap election that happened a few months ago in Austria. And we have Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf on the phone from Vienna. Welcome back.
Hi, Eric. It's lovely to hear your voice again. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you and glad you were available to talk about this. So I and my audience know very little. So bring us up to speed. What is happening?
What is happening is that Austria, as of tomorrow, when the new government will be sworn in, is turning sharp left from a center-right government to now a center-left, left-wing extremist government that tacitly supports Antifa. Antifa are those people who roam the streets hunting and hounding those people who they don't agree with. Now, what happened was, as you already indicated, there were snap elections last year in September, and the coalition government up until then was made up of the Austrian People's Party, which considers itself right-wing, center-right-wing, but in reality it's a globalist party, and the then center-right Freedom Party. So that government collapsed due to a scandal, and the snap elections brought a huge gain for the People's Party and the Greens Party. Now, the Greens Party, as you may know, because it's all over. There are Greens parties all over Europe, and also I think some fringe parties in the U.S. are staunch communist eco-fascists, and they are now back in parliament with a vote of about 14%. Now, because the socialists and the Freedom Party are mired in scandals and other disasters, they did not agree to coalition talks, which left coalition talks between the People's Party and the Greens. Now, there were 100 days now of probing and then earnest coalition talks, which culminated in the presentation of the new government and its coalition agreement, a 360-page document. So that is the reason I sent you the email warning that Austria is turning into a totalitarian society, and it's very frightening.
Well, it seems inconceivable that Austria could be. You know, I mean, when I think of Austria, I think of Vienna. I don't think of a place very susceptible to that. This is a dramatic turn of events. I know that the more nationalist conservative parties had been gaining power in different countries around the world and in part in Europe. What happened in Austria? I mean, you've talked about the Islamo-fascism that has a foothold in Vienna, but the idea that we have eco-fascists, that we have pro-Antifa people, I just don't, it's hard to know how to make sense of this.
Well, it's simply the pendulum is basically swinging the other way, and that's what we're witnessing right now. And of course, you have almost minority government, because this government, the incoming government, is supported by only 53% of the electorate in Austria, which translates into 5 members of parliament more than the required majority. So it's not going to be a stable government. And how this can happen? Well, I mean, you now have the trend in Europe to this radical environmentalism. And this is what has been pushed by the European Union. So the European Union and Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany are all excited about this new government. No one on the multilateral or supranational level ever appreciated the previous government, which was supported by more than 60% of the people in Austria. So what is happening now is definitely not supported by a lot of people in Austria, certainly not by the voters themselves, because remember, the voters of the People's Party are, in essence, conservatives, even though the party itself is no longer conservative. And the Greens only garnered 14% of the vote. So it remains to be seen how stable the government will be when push comes to shove in the next few months. Especially given that there are tens of thousands of illegal migrants scattered across the Greek islands bordering Turkey.
Well, there's so much here. It sounds like, you know, when we think of cities in the United States, like San Francisco is at the top of the list, where you just have absolute chaos. I mean, absolute chaos. And at the head the whole shebang, you have liberals, ultra liberals like Gavin Newsom as the governor. And mm-hmm. these places are falling apart. It sounds to me like this is what has just happened in Austria, that this doesn't represent the will of the people, but somehow politically they've gotten the upper hand.
Yes, it's true. You're exactly right. It's not exactly the will of the people, even though there's 53% between the two parties. But 53% is not exactly a lot. And yes, we will witness, for many reasons which we can't discuss now because we don't have enough time, because maybe you'll have me back and I'll explain in more detail. But yes, Austria will witness what you are witnessing in California, in San Francisco. This is definitely going to happen. I mean, if you look at the coalition agreement, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's no other alternative to the chaos, because you know exactly how it is. If you have socialists or communists or Marxists in power, there is no other way than for society to turn into chaos.
I guess I'm a little confused when you say that Merkel is pushing for this. I don't think of her as this kind of a leader. Have I misread her?
Yes, you have, definitely. She has been eyeing the Greens' participation in her government for a long time, and I certainly would not be surprised if she were to call for snap elections, or just kick out the Social Democrats from her coalition government and turn to the Greens and ask them to join her government. She has always been very friendly, very amenable to the Greens, and she's on the record for actually wanting to form a government with the Greens.
I mean, that's just, it's amazing to me. As you know, like you, I'm no fan of the EU or of Brussels. So it's extraordinary to me that a country with the history of Austria would have fallen into this situation. What roughly is the population of Austria?
8.5 million.
8.5 million. So nowhere near
yep.
the population of Germany. I guess Greece has about the same population, maybe closer to 10
yep.
or something
yep.
like that. But it really is, historically speaking, it's bizarre. And I guess I really wonder, are you going to write about this or have you written about this, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm in the process of writing, and it will be published on Gatestone Institute's website.
And when roughly will that be available?
This week.
Okay. Would you send us a copy of that?
Yeah.
Because we would just love to get
Absolutely.
That out. This is so important. We want to stay on
yeah.
top of this, because this is obviously developing. And I think, you know, many Americans are only very peripherally following what's happening in Europe. But this, to me, as I read it from your email, this is very dramatic. I know you've been through hell in Europe yourself personally. You've been a hero. So when you talk about this stuff, I take it very, very seriously. So I'm going to we'll bid you adieu for now. But I do send us that article. And what is the website where it will be appearing?
Gatestoneinstitute.org.
Gatestoneinstitute.org. Okay,
yes.
we'll be looking for that,
yes.
and I'll put
and
it out.
And remember, Austria is turning into Frankenstein's lab.
That's about it. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we will continue this conversation. Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says no Americans or Iraqis were killed in the Iranian ballistic missile attack on Tuesday. He also announced that the U.S. will immediately place new sanctions on Iran until, quote, Iran changes its behavior. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau vowed his government will get answers after a Ukrainian passenger jet crashed, killing at least 63 Canadians just minutes after taking off from Iran's capital. The crash of the Ukraine International Airlines plane came hours after Iran launched the ballistic missile attack. U.S. companies adding 202,000 jobs in December, led by robust hiring in construction, trade, transportation, and utilities, according to a private survey. Hiring in November was also revised upward to 124,000, a sign the job market was stronger than previously suggested. The Dow is ahead 196 points. This is SRN News.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm just Dirk in Texas trying to do a radio show. I got to tell you, this book, Denise McAllister, my guest, the book is What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. It's so seminal. It's so important. It touches on so many different things. How did you come, Denise, to write this book? I mean, what is your background and what led you into this particular issue?
Well, my background is in journalism, but I'm cultural commentary. I've done a lot of commentary and study on the interaction between the sexes, and also analyzing feminism in our modern age. So yeah. I've done a lot of cultural writing on this and a lot of studying on this. I also worked in ministry where I really saw this the interaction between the sexes and conflicts that arose, and spent a lot of time talking to people and talking to men and women about what's going on in relationships today. So I really am a cultural observer and cultural critic in the true sense of the word, but I bring with me a journalistic background and a Christian worldview and a theological foundation. So that's what I bring to it. But the reason why I started writing the book particularly came out of the Kavanaugh hearings. When I was watching the Kavanaugh hearings, I'm sitting on the couch like a lot of other people, watching what was going on and getting angrier and angrier as it was going with Christina Blasey Ford's testimony that was, I saw as being so obviously disingenuous. I'm not saying she didn't have something happen to her, but I didn't believe for a minute that it was Kavanaugh. And so I was watching it going, I don't believe you. And I was tweeting while I was doing my thoughts, which isn't always a good thing. But I was just like, no, this isn't real. This isn't happening. You know, don't fall for this. And I kept telling people don't fall for it. And then when Kavanaugh got up there and was so upset and so angry, and I heard people saying, you know, why is he acting that way as a Supreme Court justice nominee? He shouldn't be doing that. But I'm like, this is a man who's been falsely accused. This is a man fighting for his honor. And if you've ever been falsely accused in your life, and I have, nothing makes you angrier and feel more helpless because you can't prove a negative. And he saw his entire relationships, his world being brought down because of a lie. And so I just tweeted about that and said, you know, this is, and I made a lot of commentary about women bringing false charges against men and that it happens. And so many men responded to me saying, thank you so much for saying what we can't, because I was challenging a lot of other women. I was challenging a lot of feminists that we were interacting with. And I often do that. And I tell women and confront them on their own faults in feminism today.
Yeah.
and the way that they behave, which I was referring to when we work in the workplace, that women, you need to understand that you behave differently than men do, and that your problems in the workplace aren't derived out of men being sexist to you a lot of the time. I'm not saying that sexism doesn't happen. It does. But a lot of your problems are your own self-generated problems because you don't understand yourself as women, especially in areas of competition. You don't understand that you take it so personally. I had a boss one time say to me, privately, I have a really hard time with the women employees. They are a pain, and they're the biggest struggle that I have. The men are so much more easy. And I didn't take it personally because I knew it was true, and I knew I was part of it. You know, I acted that way too. And especially, again, the more competitive the environment is, the more, territorial women get, and the more they take things personally because they self-identify with their own competition and their own approval, because that's how they are as women. They have to get the man's attention by themselves, and that puts them at odds with other women just naturally on that level. But as far as like me writing the book, but I saw the what was going on with the Kavanaugh hearings and women just not understanding what was going on here and all the dangers of the relationship.
Yeah.
And men saying just thank you. Thank you for saying what we can't. And I really started thinking about that, all the things that men can't say in our culture today, but needs to be said.
Yeah.
And that women need to be confronted on, whether it's fathers in the home have a place, and you need to honor them as fathers, and that they're not just some extra body there to pick up on the child care, and that your way in this feminism society that we live in, that your way is somehow better. You know, we need strong fathers. We need men to teach us responsibility and to bring us into the hard things of life and to teach us to grow up. And I think one of the biggest problems in our society today is people aren't growing up, and we're not growing up because we don't respect the masculine, because we don't employ the masculine, because the masculine is not strong and ever present and at the forefront of forcing us as a society to grow up. And so I want women to understand that, get out of the way and let men do their job and respect it and know that you have your own great value as women. But it's not the same as men, and they can do things in ways that you can't. I mean, even into war and combat and fighting, you know, this whole mindset that we now have that women are physically just as strong as men, it's ridiculous. We're not.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's as ridiculous as saying that Bruce Jenner is a woman. I mean, we're living in a world where the ridiculous is commonplace. I mean, everyone knows that generally speaking, men are going to be better warriors than women. It doesn't mean that no women can be good warriors or haven't been good warriors. But this idea that we're suddenly supposed to shift our thinking and change reality, I mean, I wouldn't want my country protected by a politically correct army. I want the best, you know. And so it is funny that this has even come into the armed forces.
Oh, it is. I mean, especially now this week when we're talking about World War III, you know, on social media, you know, we hear this conversation again about, you know, who's going to be drafted and men fighting, that women should fight right alongside men. Well, I know men don't feel comfortable saying this to women,
yeah,
but I'll say it for you. You are not as strong as men. You do not belong there in combat with men. You need to humble yourself and get back. You are the life creators. You are not a life taker. Men are specially designed to do this. You are not. You will only weaken our armed forces. You will only put men at risk, and you will weaken our country. And we don't want a weak country, all in the name of your pride and your wanting to be something that you're not.
Wow. Okay. We're going to be right back. Another segment with Denise McAllister. The book, I hope you get a copy, What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. This is important. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Why does it never light on my lawn? Why does it rain and never say good day to the newborn? On the big screen they showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the...
Hey there, folks. Final segment with Denise McAllister. Denise, it's just so much fun talking to you. So important what we're talking about. You were talking about something. This is one of these things that men want to say to women but can't. But the idea about men needing their space, I've experienced this with my wife, and I can see that she doesn't get this issue. There are times when I'm like, you need to – and I don't even know why I have this feeling, but it's so clear to me as a man, you know. And that idea of space, there used to be a time – when we kind of understood the differences between men and women, and men need to operate this way, blah, 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 and that's gone away. So if you say something like that today, people are like, how dare you? How dare you say that, you know, you need your space? Who are you?
Well, it's again, that respect for the opposite sex and for how they process and how they function and loving them in that. And one big part of that is men do need space. They need their own masculine space. They need their own individual space. Men are very internal in their creativity, in their minds, and they need to, they work hard. They need to have that, you know, space to just decompress. And women work hard too, but we function in and express it in a different way and are drawn more to communication in order to find comfort and relaxation, whereas men don't. And they also like sports, and they like their space in sports. They also like to spend time just with other guys without any women there. And doing a variety of things.
But that used to be built into the culture. In other words, we used to have, you know, even schools would be, you know, most colleges like all men or all women or whatever. And there is definitely something really healthy about that. And when you introduce the opposite sex, a lot of stuff changes. And a lot of it hurts women, frankly. They act like this is a benefit only to women. No, it can often really hurt women to be in a class with men, because then they start relating to the men in the class versus, because my daughter went to, you know, single sex high school. And I realized that in some ways that was a very healthy experience for her.
It was. I mean, you change the dynamic. As soon as you insert a woman amongst the men, it's a change of dynamic. Just like when you have a man come in among the women, it's a change. It's just how we're made. We're not equal, but again, if you have the mindset that we're all the same, you'll be like, of course we should all be together all the time. There should be no male groups, no female groups. It all has to be the same. That's a lie. That's evil. No, men are different. Men need their time together. Men need to have their own kind of humor together without women sitting there judging them and telling them how to be more like women. And, you know, getting offended by men all the time when you're like, no, you shouldn't even be there to be offended.
Well, it's a funny thing. I've noticed this, too, that like guy humor, we can be very rough with each other, and it's genuinely in good fun. But if a woman is present, very often she will be shocked and think, oh, my gosh, how can you say that? Or how can you? And she kind of doesn't understand the language among guys. Now, not all guys and not all women, as we always have to say. But it is true that there's something healthy. It's kind of like, you know, bear cubs wrestling or something like that. Like, it's just what they do, you know.
Yeah, either the woman will be offended or the woman will start acting like the man, engaging in the humor the same as him. Or the men will go silent out of respect to the woman and not be able to have their time with the men, which can be so rejuvenating and healthy for men. And so we really do need to respect male spaces and male thought and male creativity and men being together with men as men and not feel like we are always having to put ourselves into the middle of it. I mean, women are constantly, I say this generally, constantly injecting themselves into situations that they don't need to be in. You know, have your own space, and that's fine. But see, again, if you're thinking all things should be equal, that's not tolerable. And they get frustrated when we're all together and nothing still is the same. And we're not all still having the outcomes that are the same.
Well, this used to be baked into society. There would be women's clubs, or there would be women's gatherings. There would be men's gatherings. Like, that was just sort of the way culture worked. And just like anything, everything can go wrong and have its successes. But generally speaking, it was a healthy understanding of the difference between the sexes. And that really, you know, as a result of the 60s, most of that's been wiped away and we've lost something beautiful.
We have. And like you said, it's all in balance. I'm not saying that women and men should always be separate. Not at all, because there's a delight in interacting with men and learning from men. I love to be around men and learn from them and gain their insights and just watch them explore life and experience and interact the way that only men can. It's about, again, love and respect and responsibility to one another, respecting the differences and not always wanting what they have or being like they are. De Tocqueville wrote years ago when he was looking at America, he said, you know, this struggle, this desire to be equal can easily slip into wanting to be the same. And he said, if that happens in America, then you'll have weak men and disorderly women. And that's exactly what we have. We have disordered women who don't understand who they are as women. And we have men who are becoming weaker and weaker, not just because they are becoming weaker, but they are being made to become weaker through being reconstructed. And we're losing ourselves. We're losing our identity. And, you know, it's a perversion, again, of God's image in us.
This is such an important conversation because it's at the heart of everything. Isn't it? And we live in a culture that, you know, I don't expect you to be invited on all the talk shows to talk about this. These are the things that people particularly avoid talking about, which is why I wanted to have you on. This is not the kind of thing that people are saying, yeah, we need to hear this.
Well, exactly. Or if they do talk about it, they talk about it in very shallow ways, or they reduce it down to just something like, oh, you're saying that, you know, women can't be in the armed forces with men. You know, you're keeping women down. They just focus on one thing and then kind of put you in a box and don't let you explain why you're saying that and the whole philosophy and worldview that goes behind saying that. And it's just so reductionistic and short in our interaction about these issues when we need to think deeper, we need to explore deeper, we need to think about each other in a deeper way.
Now, I didn't ask you this. Do you have a website?
No, but I have. You can contact me on Twitter at McAllister Den.
Okay, Twitter. I know you're on Twitter because I follow you on Twitter.
I am going to be getting a website, so I'll be putting that up, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
When that
and are you doing? Do you do public speaking?
I do.
I should think so. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people who are going to be watching this or listening to this are going to think, "Hey, how can we get her to come to talk?" So, I mean, I assume you talk to all kinds of groups because you touch on so many different mm-hmm. things. But it really is important that. The people hear from you, which is why I'm just so glad that you're able to come all the way to New York from where you live, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. With your husband and daughter. It's a wonderful thing. Denise McAllister, just really excited for you having accomplished the writing of this book. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS. To 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a Capitol Hill news conference, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California says U.S. troops stood ready for the attack on Iraqi bases where they were deployed.
Over the last week, we continue to see under this administration, the strength of our foreign policy has made us safer, stronger, and more respected around the world.
And there was a deadly airline tragedy
in Iran.
This was a Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by Ukraine International Airlines. It was taking off from the Imam Khomeini airport in Iran. It was originally reported 180 people on board. That figure has now been revised to 170 people on board. And according to state media in Iran, everyone on board has died in this incident.
BBC correspondent Gareth Barlow. The Dow is up 225 points, the NASDAQ ahead 80. This is SRN News.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amber in trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US Mulo 52 weeks 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and, worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Ambaren.
Ambaren is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Ambaren is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Ambaren now, my energy is back. And those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Ambaren works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Ambaren is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
All right, that's enough of that. Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin, before we, take a break here, I want to tell everybody there's a lot of people that they heard us. We were raising money for Christian Solidarity International, and that ended January 1st. But we found out from the people who are at Christian Solidarity International that they would like us to continue this month. We did so well, and they know that there are many of you listening to this program that you didn't get a chance to give. I'm telling you straight up, this is an opportunity for you. This is an opportunity for you to do something beautiful. The idea that there's slavery in the Sudan, we heard this week another story. When you hear the actual stories, Joel Vanderspeck called in and he told us about this young woman who her mother and father became slaves and she was an infant. And she was raised with her parents as slaves. This sounds like something out of 1850, right?
Yeah.
And at one point when she was like six, the slave owner decided to sell her away from her parents. This is happening now. I mean, you cannot believe it. One of the great horrors of slavery is this idea that families are separated. As bad as slavery is, the thought of being enslaved and then to lose your child. So this young girl goes off on her own. She's treated cruelly. She's raped repeatedly by the slave master's son. Folks, this is a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We're talking like 5 years ago. It's unbelievable. So CSI, they have a network on the ground. It's like an underground railroad situation. And they are one by one rescuing these people. So they rescued this young woman at age 18. And anyway, Joel Vanderspeck told the story. But I want everyone listening to this program to have the opportunity to be a part of this. You don't have to send $1,000 or you don't have to send $250 to free a slave. If you can, you should. But maybe you can just give $20, whatever it is. I want to encourage you, do what you can. I'm going to give you a phone number so you can do it right now. And every time you hear this, you can just rejoice that you have done this. But we want everyone to participate. And everyone, unfortunately, that means you also. Now, if you have a phone, and most people do, I'm going to give you the phone number. You can always go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the easiest. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. And it gives you all the details. It tells you much more about the situation. But if you just have a phone, you can do this right now. You can give whatever small amount or big amount. It doesn't matter. We just want everyone to have the feeling that they have participated in this. This is real. It's an amazing opportunity. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. I have said this before that we want to, there's all kinds of ways we want to thank you. Anybody gives $100, you will get a free subscription to Metaxas Super, which is commercial free podcasting. A lot of people are paying for that. You will get that free if you give $100 tax free to CSI. Honestly, that's a tremendous, tremendous value. If you give $250, you get that plus, you get two of those plus a signed copy of my Donald Drains the Swamp book, or Donald Builds the Wall book, I should say. And on it goes. For $500, you can come to the city, or you can send friends to the city to come visit us here in the studio. Anybody who's able to give $10,000, we can spend the evening together. But I know you don't do this for that. I'm going to give you the phone number the last time, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Please give anything you can. Please. God bless you.